This podcast is sponsored by For Such a Time as This by John O. A. Cree. Dive into the gripping true story of Standing Bear and the Ponca tribe's fight for justice during the Trail of Tears. Discover courage, resilience, and history brought to life. Get your copy today on Amazon.
The urgent need to preserve Native American endangered languages. Learn about the endangered Native American languages, their cultural importance, and inspiring efforts to keep them alive today. Why Native American languages are endangered and why it matters. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about the rich tapestry of Native American culture and how so many aspects of it are at risk, especially the languages. It's really heartbreaking when you realize that the Native American tribes that once spoke hundreds of distinct languages now face the reality of losing many of them entirely. These languages aren't just words. They're a vital part of Native American heritage and history. They hold stories, traditions, worldviews, all the unique ways Native American people saw and interacted with the world around them. So, here's the thing. Many Native American languages are classified as endangered, some critically so. It's become a silent crisis, often overlooked in mainstream conversations about indigenous rights and culture. When a language dies, it's like a library burning down. An entire history, identity, and cultural knowledge disappears. Let me give you some context. There are originally over 300 Native American languages documented, but today a vast majority of them are struggling just to survive, with only a handful of fluent speakers left, often elders in the community. For example, the Yuchi language of Oklahoma reportedly has fewer than 10 fluent speakers. Then there's the Karis language from New Mexico and the Ojibwe language of the Great Lakes area, both endangered but still spoken by communities working hard to keep them alive. The reasons behind this drastic decline are many. Colonization, forced assimilation, and the boarding school era where Native American children were punished for speaking their languages all had devastating effects. This broken connection with language really interrupted Native American history and the passing of cultural values from one generation to the next. But here's the hopeful part. Many Native American tribes are fighting back with a renewed passion. Language revitalization programs are blossoming across the country, involving immersive classes, language apps, and cultural gatherings designed to teach young people their ancestral tongue. Schools within Native American communities have started including native languages in their curriculum, and technology is playing an important role too. One cool example is the Seneca Nation in New York. They have developed language immersion programs for children, everything from preschool all the way to high school, and they use every tool they can, including social media and video content. Similarly, the Navajo Nation created an app to help preserve and teach the Navajo language, which is one of the stronger native languages, but still faces pressure from dominant English influences. When people learn native languages, they're not just memorizing vocabulary. They're reconnecting with the Native American heritage of storytelling, spiritual beliefs, and communal values. Language shapes how we think and see the world, so preserving these languages is preserving diversity in thought and culture on a global scale. If you're interested in how Native American culture blends with contemporary life and the stories behind these efforts, I highly recommend checking out the book For Such a Time as This. It's packed with stories of resilience and the ongoing journey of Native American people today. Get your copy today and support the voices who carry this heritage forward. All in all, raising awareness about endangered Native American languages is crucial. Whether it's through learning a few words, supporting indigenous authors, or just spreading the word, every little bit helps. These languages are not just relics of the past, they are living threads woven into our present and future culture. So next time you think about Native American tribes, Native American history, or Native American heritage, remember that preserving their languages is key to honoring and sustaining their identity. It's really for such a time as this, an important moment to keep these voices and stories alive.